the challenge that awaits us. And there's no days off or no games off in league, and so we're looking forward to the challenge.
It's only been three home games of difference, but do you feel like a different team in a way since you last played a road game?
For sure. No, I think we've definitely made strides both on the offensive and on the defensive end, and so we're just excited, and I think we've made some good changes, and guys are feeling pretty good right now.
Tyler, last year San Francisco got you guys in. What do you remember about that game last year?
Just that I think we relaxed a little bit. I mean, I think we were up 12 or 14 in the second half, and we let them come back, and they're a team that doesn't stop fighting and continues to play hard for 40 minutes, and so we'll have to be ready to execute the game plan and not let up for 40 minutes.
It looked like Eric was out there battling practice today. What it mean if he's able to go 100%?
Yeah, it'll mean a lot. Eric's a huge boost for us. And a huge presence inside on both ends of the floor, and so it'll be good to have him back.
Does it open up things for you if guys have, you know, if the other team has to pay attention to his post game?
For sure. No, every game we're trying to play inside out, and so whenever we can establish a presence inside, it definitely helps me out and opens a lot for my game, and so Eric definitely brings that for us.
The cliche is blessing in disguise, but could Eric's absence end up being an ultimate benefit for this team, having gotten through it?
I think so. I think it's forced other guys to step up and I guess play different roles. And so I think our team's grown, even though he's been out. Maybe it might be a blessing in disguise.
Just along those lines, do you feel more energy and movement because you just had to do so much more without him in the middle? It just seemed like the last couple of games you guys were playing with a lot of energy on the floor.
Yeah, definitely. I think it forced us to move the ball and really make the right play. And hopefully we continue to play that way, even though he's in there. But I think we're going to do that.
What means more to you, WCC Player of the Week or Player of the Day in practice?
Probably Player of the Day, because it's not so much offensive side of stuff, it's more defensive. So hopefully I'm making strides on the defensive end.
What do you get when you're Player of the Week?
A power A.
And they're not from the conference.
I haven't gotten anything. I think you get a certificate or something. So.
Tyler, with everything happening with Carlino, how do you think that's going to affect games coming in the future, and how do you think that Carlino has been doing that?
I think it'll have a positive effect. He's accepted his role and done a really good job with the role he's been given, and he's a team guy and willing to play any role, and so I think it'll end up being a positive thing for us.
And do you think you guys have a positive team dynamic going back out on the road?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you can come home and get three home wins, you definitely feel better about yourself. But you can't let up. You got to still be aware of the challenge, and we're ready to fight. So.